Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I used a good picture of Kunio Crowder, so I don't think he'll be mad at us today coming on the show.
It's hard to find a bad picture of Kunio, but Hawk sure did. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Kunio. Mike Kunio of CBS 4, sports anchor, reporter for CBS 4. Kunio, I need somebody. I'm trying to get somebody that comes on the show today to just tweet out the eye emojis like an hour before the draft. So can you be my guy? Just stir the pot today on Heat Twitter. Just stir the pot. The draft is tonight. Just tweet out the eye emojis and people will start reacting. You're verified. So I think you can be our guy today to cause the controversy 1 hour before the draft.
I got you. Yeah, we'll mix it up a little bit. We'll tweet out the eye emojis and then we'll see what happens. But yes, I noticed there was a nicer picture today, so I figured Hawk wasn't working when it was a little more flattering of an introduction.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to bring you on. You know, Kunio, Hawk's always trying to cause division between you and Crowder. And even between you and I, like, he wanted to know who would win in a fight, which is a ridiculous question because we all know I would. And I wanted to bring you on more positive terms, Kunio. You know, more positive terms. All love today. Are you excited for the draft tonight, Kunio? Like, really? Are you excited? Do you think there will be movement tonight? Not only with the Heat, but just in general. Do you think we might see a big splash in terms of some sort of trade or something unexpected? Because as of right now, it's been boring, man. Like, that's why I want somebody to do something just so we have something to talk about tonight.
Yeah, the NBA draft is a weird one because I don't think there'll be any big splash. Usually the top of the NBA draft is where everything happens. And you rarely get the guys who kind of pan out for you, especially with the Heat have like the 20th pick. So that far back, you might find, we found role players. We find guys who can fit in different places. But I can't imagine something, a big splash on NBA draft night happening this year now.
I'm talking
at least not from Miami.
Yeah, right. I'm talking to Mike Kunio of CBS4. You can follow him at Mike Kunio of CBS4 on Twitter. I really wanted to talk to you about the Dolphins today, though, because, Kunio, it seems like the Dolphins right now are the national media's love child, right? Like, they cannot get enough of the Dolphins. It's crazy how different 3 weeks makes, because 3 weeks ago they were ripping Brian Flores for starting Tua Tagovailoa, but... in all seriousness, there's something that feels different about this team, right? Like, 5-game winning streak, but beyond that, you have the rookie quarterback, your second-year head coach seems to get the most out of every player that comes through here. There's something that feels different about this football team and about this organization now moving forward, right?
Well, what feels different is that it feels like they know what they're doing. Like, this coaching staff, right. You have an idea that their plans have been working, and it actually feels like maybe they're even a year ahead of schedule. We even thought that last year when they were able to pick up about 5 wins. You thought, oh, wow, they kind of, outkick their coverage a little bit there. But, yeah, I think for all the hay we make about Tua, and he certainly deserves some credit, and the offense certainly does too, especially with the way they haven't really been able to run the ball, and yet they're still being able to win. I think for them, it just all goes back to defense. This defense and the special teams are absolutely legit. And it is not, they're not looking into just bad opponents. You know, they're able to take care of business, whether it's against, the Kyler Murrays of the world, or it's against the Justin Herberts. You get the running quarterbacks, you get the quarterbacks that like to throw it deep, and they've been able to handle most of them for the most part this year.
And Mike, you talk about that defense, man. Should we give Chris Greer more credit? Vannoy comes in and he contributes. Byron Jones comes in right now, bro. Byron Jones and Xavier Howard are playing some of the best football on the outside in the NFL. But then Ogba's top four in sacks in the league. Shaq Lawson's making plays. Even offensive with Karras and Flowers, the veterans on that O-line. Like, the only draft pick, the only free agent I can say they messed up on and they already got rid of him was Jordan Howard. Other than that, Mike, Chris Greer brought in a bunch of contributors. Should we give him more credit for that?
No, absolutely. We've seen the Dolphins go out in the past and spend big money, whether it was Ndamukong Suh or Mike Wallace, and really not have or even linebackers like Danelle Ellerby and some other guys, and not see, you know, that money translate onto the, you know, the performance and onto the field. I like what Chris Greer is doing. I think maybe there's now, this is just, you know, me talking, and maybe there's a better relationship there in the front office with the coaching staff. You know, they kind of, maybe communication is working better there, because whatever players they seem to get seem to fit Brian Flores' scheme. And, I mean, that's no real surprise. They took two former linebackers and a former offensive lineman from the Patriots this offseason. So, obviously, it's guys that Brian Flores likes, and Chris Greer is able to go get them. So, yeah, I think their credit goes both ways there.
I'm talking to Mike Cuno here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So they've won five straight now, the Miami Dolphins, and their next three games before they face the Chiefs. I think, Cuno, you'd agree, right? Like, the Chiefs are the only team on the schedule. I think, Crowder, you said this yesterday, that scare Dolphins yes. fans, right? Like, not that the Raiders are an easy win or that the Bills are an easy win, but just in terms of you don't feel comfortable going into that game. I think the Chiefs right now are the only team remaining on the schedule that you feel that way. But as far as the next three games before you get to Kansas City, do you think the Dolphins need to win these next three games if they want to feel comfortable still picking up the division and winning the AFC East? Or do you think, you know, 2-1 would be enough in the next stretch of the next three games?
Look, winning five games is hard enough in the NFL. Pushing it to eight is going to be so tough. If you take two of the next three, you're very happy with that. Obviously, yes, you're looking at that schedule and you go, ooh, the Chiefs. Like, but that's everybody. Everyone's going to look at them that way. But you know what? The Chiefs aren't perfect. They've lost game this year. So, you know, Miami fans shouldn't think they're out of any game at this point. For me, I still think the Dolphins have the chance to take the AFC East. I think they can pass up the Bills at some point in the back half of the season. But for me, I want to see them get to 9 wins. Once you get to 9 wins, then you're feeling really good. And so what, they're 3 wins away from there. I think you got to play the Jets again. And then, as you mentioned, you know, the Broncos, they're banged up. There's very winnable games on the schedule. I think at the very least, Miami's going to have to get to 9 games for that wild card spot. And maybe tough to knock off the Bills, but I think they can do it. They still got one more meeting there. So I think this division is Miami's to take.
And, Mike, there's so much positive with the Dolphins. I don't want to be that guy, but I got to ask you, what is your biggest concern with what you just talked about, this stretch run to the playoffs, when they do start mm-hmm. playing these very good teams? What area of the Dolphins do you still have concern with?
Well, the run game, I think you can't be this one-dimensional. I think at some point teams will be able to figure you out offensively. And, you know, and you can't count on the defense to maybe do it every week, week in, week out. Units have bad weeks. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's human nature. It's just the way the NFL works sometimes. You know, a team that has a good defense might give up 30 points. You saw them do it against the Cardinals. So I think they need to be able to establish the running game. And if they've found that guy and Savon Ahmed and they were able to shore that up, I think they'll be in a little bit better spot. But as far as a position group, that worries me. It's just that one, just because of the lack of consistency we haven't seen there. But that could obviously change. They have some time.
Yeah, and I saw, I think Matt Breida practiced today. I think I saw that as well. It's weird, too, because like they brought in guys like Matt Breida, and you would just expect a guy like Breida that, you know, Gailey would be able to find him some space, right? Especially when Ryan Fitzpatrick was still under center. Like, just find him some space to get into open field. It's weird to me what happened there with the backfield and how Ahmed and Miles Gaskin emerge as your leading rushers. Like, it's totally weird how they weren't able to figure something out there with the backfield.
Well, now I think they've got three guys kind of on the roster settled in that are very similar in their skill sets between Breda, Ahmed, and Gaskin, where I think maybe that's going to help. I think that's the type of running back that's been successful so far this year, even though it's probably been in spurts more than anything else. But yeah, if they can figure out how to get those guys the ball in open space, you see what happens. We've seen Breda have some flashes where he have a 20-yard gain, whether it's a screen or a little dump off. But I think that's kind of the running back that they want. And now they got three of those guys, and if they're healthy, you know, then you might see that area kind of turn around. And, you know, for Ahmed to come in the last week and find the holes he did, maybe they found something offensively with that offensive line, whether it's groupings or just the way they attack opposing defensive lines that can help get those three in better positions.
And, Mike, I don't know if this conversation's way too soon, but we had it yesterday. Where does Flores rank amongst Dolphin coaches? Because I think he'll never catch Shula. Shula's just – like, Shula's a historic figure. Shula's almost like a superhero from back in the day. But I think Wani and Jimmy are in trouble right now for that number two spot. Where does Flores rank right now already?
You know, it's tough. It's tough. You're right. I don't think anyone can ever pass Shula. But we have to go back to even recent history. Remember when Adam Gase was here and he's getting the best out of Ryan Tannehill and that offense that first year he was here, we're like, oh, hey, all of a sudden the Dolphins have a quarterback and the coach that can win with them, you know? And so I want to pump the brakes on that, but I think Flores has some potential for longevity. Can he pass Dave? Can he pass Jimmy? Absolutely. Absolutely. But remember, he's just year two into this. He's got 11 wins. He's got a long way to go. But, you know, I think the Dolphins are in a good spot. They found their quarterback of the future and a coach that seems to make it all work.
We're talking to Mike Cugno again of CBS4, sports anchor and reporter, CBS4 here in Miami. Cugno, before we let you go, I know we spoke about the draft earlier, but beyond the draft, the Bucs, what they did yesterday acquiring or the day before Drew Holiday and Bogdanovich, are you afraid? Should the Heat be afraid of what the Bucs did? And do you think Giannis is now a surefire to re-sign in Milwaukee? Or do you think Giannis is still attainable in South Florida?
Well, I'm not afraid of what the Bucks did because it's always Heat in five, right? That's just the monster down here.
There we go. Cugno's got the guts. Cugno's got the guts. Yes.
What worries me is the attempt to get Giannis for next year. Did the Bucks do enough to keep him around and for him to sign his Supermax deal? I think they probably have. Drew is an underrated guy in the NBA. And, you know, we saw what Middleton can do. Middleton can light it up, and that's a good team. And Giannis was injured, so that series may look a little different if, you know, Drew was on that team and Giannis was healthy. So, I think the Bucks are probably in a better position at the moment to keep Giannis than for him to leave. I think they may have done enough, unless he, you know, defers to sign the Supermax and says, you know, let's wait it out. Let's see what happens next summer. I think the Bucks have made enough moves to keep him around.
He's Mike Cugno of CBS4. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Cugno CBS4. At around 7:30, he'll be tweeting out, I don't know, something maybe like the eye emoji or here comes or get ready.
So I'm gonna say I'll
something like that.
I'll do the eye emojis, then I'll do sources say, and then tweet that out, making it look like I accidentally sent out a tweet before I finished saying it, and I just won't add anything else to it, and we'll just let it ride, and and then I'll just blame Crowder for hacking my Twitter, and if anyone asks,
just let it sit for a couple hours, don't answer anybody, don't say anything, and I mean people are gonna lose their minds. You're gonna have Barry Jackson texting you, like everybody's gonna be texting Mike Cugno, and just blame it on Crowder, whatever, it's fine.
Crowder took my phone. Crowder got a couple cocktails in him, and now look what he's doing.
Mike, I know your password is Mike C. I know you have one of those lame passwords. I can hack it if I wanted to.
I do, because, man, it's such a terrible memory. I got to make sure it's password 1234, if anyone wants to know.
Mike Cuno, thank you very much, man. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It's Mike Cuno there of CBS for what's your password, Crowder?
Mine?
Yeah, what's your password?
Excuse me? Gators, Gator 55 on everything. Gator 55, yeah, let's ride with it.
Dan Day's password is mayonnaise sandwiches. Dan Day, I always see him typing in mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mayonnaise sandwiches.
And you know what's crazy?
42069.
You know what's wild is a lot of my stuff from like years ago, like college, where I feel safe that people won't find my passwords because my passwords are irrelevant to my life nowadays.
What do you mean? Just because you don't care or whatever?
My email's from college. My email I have to this day is from University of Florida. So when I was 19, there was way different things on my mind than at 36. So
right.
Like if people try to look into, you know, my wife's name or my kids' names or, you know, my kids' birthdays and all that, like my passwords are from 2004 where I didn't even know my wife then. So that's why I think I get over on people.
We have some breaking news from the NFL. We'll have that next on Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.